William Morrow and Harper Audio present Kingdom of Bones, a thriller by James Rollins. Performed by Christian Baskus. To all the doctors and nurses, orderlies and janitors, to all the personnel in hospitals and clinics across this nation and the world who worked so valiantly and heroically during the pandemic, thank you. Notes from the Scientific Record. This story delves into the bizarre biology of viruses, specifically how those tiny, infectious specks tie all life on Earth together in a vast, invisible web. I pitched this story long before coronavirus became part of our modern zeitgeist, before COVID-19 grew into a global pandemic. I debated whether I should even finish writing this novel while a plague swept the world. It struck me as the epitome of hubris to craft a story of a deadly virus when reality was far more frightening and heartbreaking than any work of fiction could be. Furthermore, it felt insensitive to tackle such a subject at this moment, to seek to entertain with plague fiction when the world was suffering. Since you are listening to this audiobook, you know how my deliberation ended. Why? First, I should admit that I've tackled pandemic threats in past novels. The Seventh Plague, The Sixth Extinction. My intent with this book was not to repeat myself. The conceit of this story was less to address the plague as it was to look deeper into the source, the weird biology of viruses. It was a subject that I thought could be of interest to listeners, and maybe an important one to address now. During my research for this story, I discovered how truly strange, diverse, and ubiquitous viruses are in nature. Every day, trillions of viruses rain from the sky. Each hour, some 33 million viral particles cascade onto every square meter of the planet. Still, despite being so abundant, viruses remain a mystery. Even today, less is known about the biology of viruses than any other life form. In addition, it is speculated that there are millions, if not trillions, of viral species yet to be discovered. Still, what is known about viruses is how deeply they're entwined into our evolutionary history. Their genetic code is buried deep in our DNA. Scientists estimate that between 40 to 80% of the human genome may have come from ancient viral invasions. And it's not just us. Recently, scientists have discovered how intimately viruses are woven throughout the natural world. They are the tie that binds all life together. In fact, researchers now believe that viruses could offer a clue to the origin of life. They could be the very engines of evolution, perhaps even the source of human consciousness. So, while this book is not a pandemic novel, per se, I believe it's far more frightening. Why? Because of one last warning I heard from scientists. Viruses, both out in nature and inside our bodies, are not done changing us, of evolving us. And it's continuing right now, as you're listening to this. Notes from the Historical Record.
The horror. The horror.
Those are the dying words of the villain, Kurtz, in Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. It is the moment when Kurtz recognizes the atrocities and cruelties he has inflicted upon the native peoples of the African Congo. It also serves as a warning to beware that darkness in all of our hearts. Conrad wrote this account, serialized in 1899, based on his captainship of a steamship along the Congo River, where he bore witness to the brutality of colonial rule of the Congo Free State, which he described as the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of human conscience. In a little over a decade's time, 10 million Congolese would be killed. As described by British explorer Ewart Grogan, every village has been burnt to the ground, and as I fled from the country, I saw skeletons everywhere, and such...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?